check one, two.
Hello?
Hey, is that Jeff?
No, sorry.
Oh, wrong number. Well, what the fridge?
Hey, Rob.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you, pal?
Good, you?
Excellent. It's Cato, right?
Cato.
Why did I think it was Cato?
Everybody thinks it's Cato. It's all good.
Because Cato Kalen, I think that's what made it happen for us. I don't know. How are you, buddy? Thanks for joining me and taking the time today. I know you're busy.
Oh, dude, thank you for having me on and willing to talk about the song. It's always a pleasure.
Now, where are you located right now?
Calgary.
You're in Calgary. How's your springtime?
Man, it is the... Are we on air right now, or are we just talking?
No, we're just I'm just going to roll tape, and we're just going to see what we can come up with.
It is just an absolute crapshoot out here when it comes to the spring, man. It's yesterday we had a high of 17, and then tomorrow it's dipping back down, and we're getting snow again.
Oh, good times. Nice.
Yeah.
That makes you want to move back to Ontario, I think, maybe.
Like every couple weeks, I'm always like, man, I see my dad and my brothers and sisters back home. Both and being out in t-shirts and stuff, and then I'm like, this doesn't seem right.
Now, where is back home exactly?
Old Town, Ontario.
Yeah. Now, have you? Do you get homesick at all? Do you want to travel back and kind of hang out?
I used to quite a bit. I mean, I've grown my community of people here, and it's nice because I still get to see, I get to see my family once or twice a year, and this year in August we're coming back home to do a tour for the whole month of August.
Nice.
So it'll be nice to get home, be able to see some old friends that like in the industry, and see all my brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews and stuff. So it'll be great.
Great to connect again. How's the music flowing?
Man, it's wild the past little bit here. Just ended up finishing up an album that is unnamed yet, but pretty much everything done. Was working with MCC Studios here in Calgary, and this latest single out of my head is probably doing the best for me that any singles done so far in terms of being able to get me a little bit more exposure to larger market stations and getting picked up where I haven't been yet. So it's been really, really good. Things are flowing. I got to do a new music video for this song and working on the next singles content already. So it's been busy, man. And July is July out here is Stampede.
Right.
And I was just told I'm going to be opening up for Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts during the Stampede. So pretty pumped, man. It's going to be a great summer and fall.
That is spectacular. Tell me, how fun is it to make videos? Is it fun or is it arduous?
It is fun.
Yeah.
Especially when you're doing it with a bunch of friends. And I did this video. I pretty much directed it and edited, put it all together myself, which is also fun. I'm a pretty creative guy, so I like to do that stuff. And then I had some friends that were kind of behind the scenes helping me out a little bit too when it came to shooting and all that stuff. So it was a blast. We rented out an old bar that is kind of, it was pretty grungy, but that's kind of what we were looking for in terms of like an old punk rock music scene kind of thing.
Right.
And so we rented out this place called Burns, and we ended up getting some really good stuff out of it.
You know, the grungy bars, that's where all the fun happens.
Well, exactly. I grew up in London, Ontario in a punk band, and I was like, how do I get back to there?
Yeah. So let's talk about that new tune. This released last month, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Out of my head. How did this one come around? What's it all about?
Well, so since coming out to Alberta, I've kind of gone through some stuff personally in terms of divorce, and I actually just went through through a little bit of health issues there, and now that everything's kind of on the mend, we sat down and, you know, I started writing this song with my buddy Colton Brewer. He's from New Brunswick, and we were just kind of chatting about everything that was going on, and I've kind of been notorious for writing like happy family lovey-dovey songs, and I was like, I think it's time for a switch.
Yeah.
And so this one came about, and I really love the sound of it. I love where the musical direction is going in terms of kind of country rock and a little bit more emotion, a little bit more hardship. Because I think that's what hit with a lot of people, is that you know, it's hitting the heartbreak, and I'm loving it, man. The response has been so good.
Now, I don't know whether it relates to people or they like hearing of other people's heartache, but it seems to be the darker themes kind of resonate, because I think people who are dealing with those things anyway don't quite know what to do with those emotions, and you being an artist, you have a place to put them.
Yeah, it's it's a blessing and a curse, right? Being able to put yourself out there and be able to be a voice for the voiceless, I guess you could say. And it's definitely something that I guess has resonated with those who don't have that or don't exactly know what to say, right? Like you said, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to be taking in the solar eclipse on Monday? Did you get any kind of view out there in Calgary?
I didn't even know that there was going to be a solar eclipse on Monday.
Yeah, it's funny. We're here in Niagara. We're getting 100% totality on Monday, so it's going to go dark for like 3.5 minutes.
Wild.
Yeah. Have you ever been through an eclipse?
I have. I can't even remember the last time that there was one. I think last time I may have been in high school.
Yeah, 2017 they had one in Nashville, which was spectacular.
That's right. No, yeah. So I would have been out of high school, but still young enough to not remember.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we're all ready for that. And you're going to be rolling through Ontario this summer, so we'll have to have you back and connect again.
Absolutely. We're going to be playing in the Niagara region, too, so it would be lovely to stop in, and at that point I'll have a new single out, so
cool. That'd
be great to come in and finally meet you, Rob.
Where are you going to be in Niagara? Where are you playing?
I think it's called Little Texas.
Oh, Big Texas. There. Big Texas. Big Texas.
Yeah. We're also playing Little Texas in Burlington.
Oh, fantastic.
Or not Burlington, but Belleville. So lots of dates on the calendar for August. And, man, it's going to be great to be able to come back home.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you and hearing from you. And good to talk to you here. Jeff Caddo, Friday Live, New Country 89.1. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Cool, man. So I'm going to spin that, a piece of it anyway, on Friday, and I'll throw in a piece of out of my head, and I'll send you the full interview on your email as well, so you can share it on your socials.
That's awesome, dude. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeff. Take care, and have a great day, and we'll see you in August.
All right, buddy. You too.
Cheers.
Bye.